Cambodia is a beautiful country in Southeast Asia, bordered by Thailand, Laos, and Ao Lak, or Vietnam. The country is a fascinating mix of breathtaking scenery, simple cultures and traditions, stunning ancient temples, colonial architecture, genuine friendliness, and more. Cambodia has a magnificent and spiritual past. The glory of the Khmer Empire stretched from eastern Thailand and Laos to south Ao Lak or Vietnam. Temples of Angkor, capital of Cambodia's ancient Khmer Empire, are a perfect fusion of creative ambition and spiritual devotion. Angkor Wat is still the spiritual heart of the country where people come to pray every day. Because of the spiritual atmosphere that exists in every Cambodian's heart, the country is blessed by God's grace, especially in its time of need. Cambodia has had the great fortune to receive the love of Supreme Master Ching Hai many times since the 1990s. She has provided financial assistance, and association members assisted the Cambodian impoverished war and natural disaster victims. When the country suffered through both a flood and drought season during which crops were destroyed and the shortage of food was severe, hundreds of thousands of Cambodians were on the fringe of starvation. Supreme Master Ching Hai contributed over 6,000 tons of rice, which was delivered quickly to those affected. In a large-scale project called Raising Center, in the midst of barren and desolate acres of land, Supreme Master Ching Hai and association members constructed a new school, hospital, and Buddhist temple for the Cambodians. Free medical supplies, health examinations, and medical assistance were provided by our association members in the medical field. The royal family of Cambodia, including King Sihanouk Norodom, the Queen, and Princess, have expressed their deepest gratitude towards Supreme Master Ching Hai and have invited her to the palace. At the opening ceremony of the Raising Center, Princess Marie Ranarit expressed her gratitude to Supreme Master Ching Hai. Over the years, Supreme Master Ching Hai has accepted invitations by the earnest truth aspirants to visit their land. We now invite you to listen to an enlightening discussion by Supreme Master Ching Hai with our association members entitled Believe in the Inner Master on July 30th, 1996 in Cambodia.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
So how's everybody? We have enjoyed having you here. Your bright smile and your very beautiful face, huh? Very pure inside. We have been blessed. Yeah, with so many beautiful people. Some people are beautiful but behave uglyly. I don't know, just sometimes habit, huh? Habit. Or sometimes too exciting, huh? Or too selfish. Selfish. They don't want to be human, they be a shellfish. So don't be a fish, all right? Be a human, be a Buddha anytime. Actually, I should leave you alone, let you find your way. That's the best. But because you always pretend like you don't know anything, and you're still very young, and you want candies, cakes, and stories, a bedtime story, all kind of thing like that. And you came so far away to see me, so I thought, okay, okay. Huh? Let's pretend together. As if you don't know much. And so as if I know a lot of things, you know. So then we can be together, huh? Even if I am here every day, I don't know if I have time for you every day. So the best thing for you to do is to learn with the inner master. Everything I told you by my mouth or by my gesture are just for your mind, to remind your memory, mind, you, that you are God. And you are the Buddha. So that's all there is. It doesn't matter how long you hear from me, it's still the same. It doesn't matter how many stories or how different I made the story, it's still the same. I am reminding you that you are the Buddha, and that you should remember. And every answer is within you, because you are God. You are the Buddha. I cannot tell you anything else except that. So even if we are not together, you are God. So the less you are with me, sometimes maybe the better for you. Better, huh? Depend on your master inside, your own self. The Buddha say you have to light your own torch. But of course, seeing a teacher, it's okay, it's fun, it's nice, like a good friend. I don't know why you say you miss me so much. What's the difference between me and a thousand or millions of people outside there? Even if you're in high school, you don't miss your high school teacher so much, no? You don't go and find him every day? Maybe because you see him every day, right? Don't get fed up? So maybe the school system must change. Only once a week can see the teacher, then maybe the student like it. But that's the difference. That's material teaching. They have to be together and check up the point, and see where the student has gone, how far, and how much he knows about ABC and English and mathematics and everything like that. These are material teaching. We have to use material way to check it up. But the spiritual teaching, I cannot sit here and make you to do homework. What will you tell me? What I told you also to make the spiritual diary, But that's for your own teacher to see, your own master inside. Actually, no one should know about your progress and your bad and good every day. That's a secret. That is your own investment and your own private thing, your own confession for yourself. Just so you see in the old time, or even now, if anyone want to confess to the priest, they don't do it in the public. And the priest also not supposed to know who it is, right? So both of them went into a very dark room and talk about dark things. So only darkness recognize it. That is perhaps to avoid the embarrassment, also the burden for both parties. Because if the confessor come and see the priest next day again, and knowing that the priest know everything about his bad things last night, then he probably feel very embarrassed, so he doesn't like to go to the church again. Or the priest, every time he see that kind of face, oh my God, he remember what he did last night. So that's no good for both. But if you want to send the spiritual diary to me, it's okay. I also don't know who is who, because I read it and I forgot all about it. I will not see the face. And I don't remember the name. Up to now, I still try not to remember your names. That's good for both of us. Don't feel offended if I call you, the blonde there, or the black head over there. Or the professor, or the dentist, or the doctor, sometimes I call them like that. Or the beautiful face there, or the one with the black cap, something like that. We don't really have names also, Name is the vehicle that we are using. So in the political field or business field, people take pride in remembering their associate name. I don't. I think it's bad for me. If I remember your name and when I read your letter and I say, oh wow, that girl, I thought she's quiet and so pure and now she write all this thing to me, my God. The next time when I see you, all this record coming back. What is the use? The mistakes are not really for anyone to judge or to criticize. It's just for you yourself, so that you know how far you have improved and how near to your God Self that you have advanced. Huh? Because actually, if we are God, we are Buddha, we have no flaw, no mistakes, no problem. Just because we came down here, and all the environment and the game of life has dragged us into so many dark corners, that sometimes against our will. So now if we can get ourselves out of these dark corners, then it should be a joy. Yeah? It should be an achievement. There's no need for anybody to pinpoint to us and say, hey, yesterday you were in that dark corner. I know. So what's the big deal? If there is a dark corner in this world, then there must be somebody who is bound to fall into that corner sometimes. If it's not you, then it's me. If it's not me, then him or her. There's nothing bad about it. As soon as we can realize our mistake, then we just come back into the light. Then that is all right. Huh? Just like you walk around this area here, huh? A newly developed Cambodia Center. And of course there are a lot of holes on the road, huh? Sometimes the rain digs the whole landscape away, and sometimes the car, you know, carrying a lot of burden, a big load of stones. And when it rains, the car will kind of press down, you know, in some part of the road and make a hole there. And in the dark sometimes, or maybe sometimes your flashlight has gone out, battery low or gone out, or you have forgotten in your tent, and it's 5 kilometers apart. And you, it's time for gathering, or time for eating, or time for prayer, so you don't have a chance to go back to your tent to bring your flashlight. So you probably sometimes bump in here and there and fall down. That's not your fault. It might be partially your fault that you have forgotten your flashlight, or you have forgotten to check your battery every day, but it's not really a crime that you have fallen into this kind of dark holes and hurt yourself. Hmm? So actually, people who have done wrong or who have made mistakes are like this too. So others have the duty to take them out, yeah? Dress them with a bandage or put medicine on their wounds and then carry them home, or just let them go home alone, depends on the seriousness of the injury. So it's all right if you need some help, yeah? Need some bandage, you can send them to me. But be assured that I don't remember your name afterward. I don't want to. So that my mind will not interfere with my love for you. Up to now, I still don't know his name, her name, anybody. And she came every time. I still don't ask her name, I don't know her name. I don't need to, I don't care. I just love her, and that's all I know. And that's enough for me. That's sufficient for me. In heaven, we have only one name. That's the name of love and wisdom. Yeah? 谢谢, thank you. So don't worry that we are apart from each other, huh? Because we are not really apart. We are the same substance. And as long as we go the same direction, you know, sooner or later we will meet each other again. Or we will arrive in one point, one destination. So meditate every day and enjoy the privilege of the sainthood that you have been admitted to.
We thank you for your loving presence on today's episode of Between Master and Disciples. Join us again tomorrow for part 2 of Believe in the Inner Master. And now, please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Healthy Living, up next after Noteworthy News. Farewell, and heaven bless.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.